Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with Eva Johnson, Justin Underwood from the Bayou Star Search. Welcome. Good to see y'all.
Good to see you.
Yeah, great to be here.
Now, Justin, it's been a year since the first ever Bayou Star Search, and you made it back for round number two.
I tell you, year one, you don't know, right? It's scary. And then it happened, and it was fantastic. And then we were like, yeah, year two's got to happen.
Eva, this is a benefit for the Louisiana Delta Ballet. Back in my time as the guy that used to hit play on the music at the Civic Center, you were dancing.
Yes.
And you're a former dancer, now a mom. Tell me about how important this is to LDB.
Yeah, I've had a connection to LDB for many, many years, and it's poured into my life tremendously. So it's really amazing to be a part of Bayou Star Search. This event directly impacts the performing arts. Louisiana Delta Ballet is a nonprofit organization. So it gives opportunity for the dancers and our artistic director, Missy Crane, to be able to put on beautiful performances throughout the year and give the dancers opportunities to feed into our community.
Now, Justin, you opened this up to the state of Louisiana. Yeah. You had a lot of people who entered, and we're going to see the best of the best, right?
Yeah. So when this event was created, we were thinking about, hey, how can we create as much alignment with an event that helps support Louisiana Delta Ballet? Because, you know, we've got a lot already going on in North Louisiana, right? And so do we need another event, you know, was part of the question. And I was like, you know, you got a community in Lincoln Parish that's really got a wonderful support of the arts, kind of starving for more of that. And we've got a state just, you know, overflowing with talent everywhere. How can we create a platform where, you know, this variety of talent can be discovered while at the same time raising money for Louisiana Delta Ballet? So we came up with Bayou Star Search. And we put it out there, thankfully, with the help of Lainey Wilson, who is one of our proud sponsors of this event. She helped kind of share the message of, hey, look, if you're like me and you have talent in Louisiana and you want a place to be discovered, apply Bayou Star Search. And we've really reached all four corners of the state for a large selection of talent to be whittled down to our contestants.
Mm-hmm. Coming up August 22nd, you're going to be over at Louisiana Tech, right?
That is correct. August 22nd, the event starts at 7 p.m. Doors will open at 6. Howard Theater is where this is going to, you know, be at. And it's another great aspect of this event. Howard Auditorium is just a historical stage, right? We wanted to have a place where the talent in Louisiana could be on stage in front of a large audience with a great production crew, really top-level production crew, and really have a moment to shine.
You've got a big night coming up. Now, Eva, you've got some big-time judges, and we've got plenty of talent in Louisiana. Not worried about that, but the judges are going to have a hard job.
Yes, we have a fantastic lineup of expert judges that are industry-leading and in different fields. So to start, we have Gary Halverson. He is an award-winning American director, and he has directed shows that we know and love, like Friends, Everybody Loves Raymond, and Two and a Half Men. And he is currently the longtime director of The Met, live in HD. Mm-hmm. Our second judge is Holly Conway, that we all know and love well. She was born and raised in Louisiana. She was Miss Louisiana 2018. Oh, yeah. And then she went on to pursue her dream of Broadway, that she is currently in a show in D.C. called Crazy Sexy Cool for TLC, The Story. Our third judge is Dr. Thatcher, Diane Thatcher. She is an assistant professor of piano at ULM, and she has traveled all across the world as a pianist. Our fourth and final judge is Caitlin Edgar. She's a professional dancer and choreographer. Mm-hmm. And she's danced with artists like David Guetta, Nicki Minaj, and Camila Cabello. And then I would be remiss not to mention our MC for the evening. It's Ed Walsh, who we all know very well. He was in news and media for 25 years, and now he's in marketing and advertisement. So we have a really fantastic lineup of judges. Mm-hmm.
You got to have a good MC. Ed's going to be fun. He's a fun guy.
He is.
It'll be a fun night. Now,
yes.
Justin, Tell me about what we're going to hear. It's not all singers. Like, what are you going to see?
Yeah, look, we will have singers. I mean, Louisiana has incredible vocal talent. We'll have bands, so not just singers. You know, we'll have them up there playing instruments. We'll have instrumental only. We'll have comedians and a magician.
A magician, okay.
Yeah. Did you say dancers?
And dancers.
Oh, yeah, you better put dancers in there.
Not leave out the dancers.
Yeah. all right. Somebody's going favorite, home right? with yes. big money. Eva, how much big money are we talking about?
So our Bayou Star grand prize is $10,000 for the first place winner. And then second place will be $3,000. Yeah. And third place is $1,000.
So $10,000, $3,000, $1,000. You had to have a bunch of sponsors, I guess, step up to come up with that kind of money.
Well, look, you know, if you've ever put on any of these type of events, these events don't make money with ticket sales. They lose money with ticket sales, right? You have to have support from the community, and we do. And if I started listing them all, I would forget one. So I just encourage you to go to the Facebook page. You can see our sponsors there. They're all wonderful, and we're very grateful for them. But at the same time, not only will these contestants have a chance at, you know, this really large amount of money to win, you know, $10,000, $14,000 in total, but we wanted to each contestant also get the value of being in front of one of these professional judges, because you never know when they might get discovered. You know, they might have a moment, and that judge in the professional industry may have a connection to be able to help them get discovered. In fact, our 2025 show afterwards, America's Got Talent, saw our performance on YouTube and reached out to inquire about two of our contestants. And it wasn't even the ones who had won money, the cash prizes. And we do have one other prize, which is our People's Choice, which will be voted on, you know, live in, you know, during the performance. And that contestant will be awarded the People's Choice Award.
We've got just a second left. Two kinds of tickets. You've got the regular ticket, but there's a fancy ticket, right?
Yeah, obviously, if you show up the day of, you can get a general admission ticket for $20. You can go ahead and get that online. There is a small convenience fee. But we also this year have a VIP ticket, which is different than last year. The VIP ticket is not only going to get you priority seating at the Howard, it's also going to get you into an event at 5 p.m. there at the Howard for our patron party. And the patron party, we'll have our stars, it'll have our judges and our sponsors, and it'll have some food. So if you want to, you know, show up, eat, mingle with some of the, you know, the talent in Louisiana and some of our professional judges and get prepared for the show, I'd encourage you to get a VIP ticket.
So Eva Johnson, Justin Underwood, BayouStarSearch.com is where you find the tickets. It's coming up August 22nd. At Louisiana Tech's Howard Auditorium. Again, find out more BayouStarSearch.com or head over to our website, KEDM.org.